Los Angeles is home to almost 4 million people of every ethnicity. Sometimes they don't share that home very peacefully. But it doesn't always have to be that way, says author Nina Revor. Her mystery novel Southland chronicles a harmonious neighborhood of black and Japanese Americans in central Los Angeles. Our correspondent Farai Chidea took a stroll with Revor through the L.A. neighborhood of Crenshaw.
We're standing in front of this sign. It's kind of sadly majestic. Bowl, coffee shop. What are we looking at?
What we're looking at here is the Holiday Bowl. It was an amazing place that you could walk into any time of the day or night and find folks of every race, but particularly elderly Japanese American and African American people, all hanging out together, eating together, talking together. The first time I came into this place, I saw two elderly men, one who was African American, one Japanese American, arguing about the LA Dodgers. And you quickly realize that this was a debate they've been having for 30 years. The menu of this place reflected the customers. It was probably the only place in America where you could get hot links and sushi. Basically, this neighborhood developed in the 1920s, and from a very early time, even though it did have a large white population as well, it had significant numbers of Japanese Americans and African Americans. And in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the black and Japanese populations really, really grew. And this was kind of a central gathering place for those communities. You know, this was a really, really special place that, as you can see, has sadly been destroyed.
You have a very memorable scene set in the bowling alley in Southland. Give us a sense of what your novel is about and why you would choose to put this historic place into it.
My novel centers around the murder of four black teens during the Watts riots, and it follows two parallel tracks. One involves a Japanese-American storekeeper and his black and Japanese friends through the LA of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, leading up to the riots in the 60s. And the other follows his granddaughter, who is a UCLA law school student in the 1990s, and learns about these killings and tries to figure out what happened. And the birthplace of this book really was the Holiday Bowl for me. And this place just had a resonance, I think, because of my own experiences. I'm half Japanese and half Polish American. Was born in Japan and lived for a while in Japan and then in Wisconsin before I came to LA. And in Japan, I was the only half white person. In Wisconsin, I was the only person of color of any sort. And both places were kind of weird and alienating. And when I moved to LA, this was the first time where I was around a real mix of people. And my own solid group of friends were largely African American and Latino and Japanese American. And even though that was perfectly natural for us, our parents didn't always get or approve of or understand why we would hang out with people different from us. You know, why our black friends would want to go to Japanese dances in Gardena, or why, you know, Japanese kids would want to go to house parties in Inglewood. And so when I found the Holiday Bowl, it was the first time I'd seen people of an older generation who had the same kind of racial mixture that we did. And it was at a time when that was much more unusual and difficult to do so. So the first time I walked into this place, it was like I'd found my own elders, like I'd found my own family. One of the things that's really interesting, I think, is that when people talk about ethnic communities anywhere and different ethnic groups mixing, it's always in the context of strife, you know, whether it's black versus Latino. Of course, the Korean and African-American difficulties during the riots of 1992, those kinds of issues largely did not exist to the same kind of degree in Crenshaw. And in fact, when the riots happened in 65 and in 92, the Holiday Bowl was not touched. Japanese businesses were not touched because the folks who owned them were a part of this community, and people really perceived them as a part of the community. Whereas, you know, in 92, fairly or unfairly, a lot of the Korean merchants were seen as coming into a community and taking economic resources out. And this place was bought by developers in order to make another strip mall. And what's so unfortunate about this is that, you know, you can see we're standing here and they're going to put a Walgreens where the Holiday Bowl was.
So as we pass through this neighborhood, we've certainly seen a lot of Japanese American families still living here. But what about their kids? Where do they live?
The other main character in my book is this young woman in her 20s, Jackie Ishida, who is the granddaughter of the guy who lived in Crenshaw. And she grew up in a largely white, partly Asian, much more middle-class suburb. And she's basically lost touch with the entire history of her family, both the fact that her grandfather worked and lived in Crenshaw, but also even the internments and the immigration stories of her earlier family. A lot of young people have left this community. There was a big move of white and Asian flight after the riots in 1965. And a lot of young people have left here and not come back. You don't often see young Japanese-American couples. But I should also say a lot of middle-class blacks have left too, and particularly after 1992 and then that unrest. You know, even 10, 15 years ago, much of South LA was predominantly African-American. Now, many of the places that you think of as predominantly black, like Watts, are Latino. Crenshaw is the only community that is still majority African-American. But a lot of young people of all races have left here and have not come back. And that is very sad as well.
So now we're back across from the Holiday Bowl on Crenshaw. Obviously, it broke your heart that it's no longer what it was, but it seems like you've got a great grasp of where the neighborhood is heading. Thanks for giving us this tour.
Thank you. And I just feel really lucky to have known this place and glad that I was able to capture it before it went away forever.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.
Nina Ravor is the author of the novel Southland.